Matthew 7:8-12. For everyone who asks, and he who seeks, finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. For what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone, or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Jesus ended chapter 6 by enjoining us to seek first and only his kingdom and righteousness, so that everything else could come automatically. If we've been following him closely, we see that he hasn't changed tack. He's actually been saying, if you have hungry hearts, I will freely make myself available to you through my Holy Spirit. But you need to keep asking until you're sure yourself that's what you want. Up to this point, Jesus has been putting a hunger in the hearts of his hearers for more of God. His design is to make them hungry and thirsty for his righteousness and his indwelling presence. Shortly we will see that they were amazed at the power and authority of his teaching. They'd never heard anything like it. In essence, that's what he was getting at in the previous few verses. Bread and stone, fishes and serpents, all analogies for just how much of me do you want? He faces us up with this all the time. He wasn't talking about getting your needs met, clothing, food, shelter, though he uses that analogy, but having a deep-seated hunger and thirst for more of himself and his kingdom. So maybe it's a good time to stop and answer him right now by asking ourselves some questions like, how much of him do I really, really want? No disgrace, whatever you come up with, you know he won't love you any the less. But what if you were created simply for a love relationship with him? His of you and yours of him. What if you were created and your purpose in life is to respond to your Creator in a living, loving relationship that exceeds your wildest dreams? What if? What if that is what the gospel is all about? Your restoration to the passionate heart of God for you and his plan for your life. Your knowing that this is what I was created for. This is why I am alive. What difference would that make to your life? What difference would it make if the goal and purpose of your life just changed right there? Just questions. I'll leave you with them.